A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Paul, an apostle of Christ, Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy ones and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you, and peace from God our Father. We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Of this you have already heard through the truth of the word of truth, the gospel, that has come to you. Just as in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so also among you. From the day you heard it and came to know the grace of God in truth, as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow slave, who is a trustworthy minister of Christ on your behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. The Word of the Lord. I chose this day because it is the first day of school, and I'm a principal at a school, and I was hoping to get an inspiration to share with the students at our all-school liturgy. The beginning of Paul's letter to the Colossians was filled with wisdom that could be used at the beginning of any event: the school year, the calendar year, a new ministry, a new place of residence, whatever. These words popped into my head: greeting, gratitude, and hope. Each year, I welcome the students back to school, class by class. It's such a joy to see their beautiful and excited faces. Some of the freshmen wear a look of anxiety and nervousness. Even the students who struggle look glad to be back. And I'm glad to see them, which brings me to my second word, gratitude. Paul thanks God for the people of Colossae and for their belief in the gospel and love for all the holy men and believers. As I look on the students, I'm filled with gratitude for each one of them. They are the reason that I do what I do. They bring laughter, tears, joy, struggle, you name it, into the building. They keep me and all the teachers on our toes, always growing and learning how to serve them better. And why do we serve them? That's where hope comes in. Paul hopes that each one will eventually be in heaven, and that until that day they will grow and produce the fruits of the gospel. At the beginning of the school year, I'm also filled with hope that our seniors will get the right college placement and lots of scholarship money so they can realize that placement, that the juniors will turn the corner towards maturity that seems to happen mysteriously during the summer between sophomore and junior year, that our sophomores will take the lessons that they learned as freshmen and apply them to their studies and relationships, and of course that the freshmen will have their choice of high school affirmed as the best one for them. Most of all, I hope that all of the students and all of the teachers and staff will live out the pillars of prayer, study, community, and service that undergird our program. Greetings, gratitude, and hope. Good qualities to consider at the beginning of each new activity, including the new day. Greeting God and acknowledging God's enduring presence in our lives. Recognizing with gratitude all that we have been giving, and hoping, trusting that whatever comes our way, we will have the love of God accompanying us. Actually, that we will recognize that we have the love of God accompanying us and lifting us up.